Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
It tastes like candy. Ow! Giving me a heart attack.
I never know the lyrics of that fucking song. Anyway, people, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. Just my microphone here. Desk is a little bit of a mess there. Some people are probably always wondering, why are you always singing that damn song? A little funny side bit behind the scenes here on The Last Drop. I always sing that song when starting the show. It's how I test my mic levels. Honestly, my mic levels look better when I lean backwards for some odd-ass reason. But whatever. Nonetheless, though, as you can tell, I'm riding solo today. Cody is out with the lovely young lady of his, or the Mrs., if you will. They're out doing some wine tasting, getting in touch with their grapes and the sipping. And you're supposed to spit it out, but knowing Cody, because he's an alcoholic, he ain't spitting shit out. He's most likely swallowing. Because what do we say here in The Last Drop? You know, spitters are quitters. I probably should have muted everything. My damn iPad's over there making noises and stuff. I got notifications on. I think it's fine. Never mind. This will be a short episode anyway, you know, not going to go on that long. I am tired as hell. Feel like I've been working all weekend mainly. Just trying to finish up things, get things situated here. And I actually just finished and I feel like treating myself to a little bit of that mix and match week here. This is mix and match week here on The Last Drop. Usually Cody brings some beer, I bring some whiskey. Or tequila, or rum, or whatever the hell you can bring. You can think of. This is mix and match. You mix whatever the hell you want to mix and then match it up. Honestly, I feel like taking a nap, but I feel also like playing some damn video games. Because I deserve it, because I've been doing nothing but working, like I said. And I got a special little pour here today. I talked about it briefly 2 weeks ago, I believe. Let's go ahead and pour me some. 2 weeks ago, I believe. Yeah. Shout out to my buddy Yoon, who inspired me this weekend, too, as well. Or maybe it was last week. I think it was this week. Well, this weekend I picked it up. My buddy Yoon has this thing, and you know him here on The Last Drop. He has this thing called a swamp cooler. Basically, you just put water in it, and it cools your whole house down and stuff like that. Yeah, Yoon, if you're listening to this, I bought three of those motherfuckers yesterday. So, that damn electric bill got out of fucking control with the whole AC thing running all day. So I said, fuck that. definitely getting some Swamp Cooler. And I got to tell you, after... Oh, getting a little bit of the sniffles here. I've had it on for like 2 hours, 3 hours. Because I froze all those little ice boxes or whatever all night yesterday. Stalled it this morning. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I should edit that out, but I don't really give a shit. It is chilled as fuck in here now. And I'm thankful for that. So cheers to you, my friend, who can no longer drink Redbreast because it's too goddamn expensive. So Redbreast has a Redbreast 18-year-old now. Wow. Guess I'll never try it. You know who else has a new whiskey coming too as well? Is old Beyonce. And I'm getting text messages already. When you guys do Celebrity Spirit Month next year, we ain't doing that next year. We are not doing Celebrity Spirit. Celebrity Spirit Month, people, what we did last month, we had spirits from all over, from whiskey, tequila, gin. And we kind of hated it. It was a shitty month. It kind of fucked up our good streak we had going here. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Most celebrities, they suck ass when it comes to making whiskey. So I will... I mean, never say never, because someone could easily give me a bottle or a sample or a sip or something like that. But I will not be trying that Beyonce whiskey anytime soon. Gorgeous looking bottle, but I'm almost 92.8% sure that it tastes like shit. And whiskey drinkers are probably not going to give a damn about it. But her crazy-ass fans are going to go and buy that bottle. So, but I will not be buying that bottle. $90, I saw some people saying that is very steep. And I saw her little, what does she call them? The hive mind or whatever. The beehive? Yeah, what, a queen beehive? Why she want to fucking be a bee anyway? I saw them snapping at people saying, you broke motherfuckers. You should, I can tell you this right now. That just tells me they don't buy a lot of spirits and stuff. This spirit game is expensive as hell. And right now I'm drinking on something that I paid $70 for. And I'm almost certain it tastes 1,000 times better than that, whatever the fuck that Beyonce whiskey is called. So more power to you, Beehive and Queen Bacolites. I hope you get what you're wanting out of that pour. You know what? My friend, Yana's Wine Corner, she got her own little show. She does it on YouTube every Wednesday. I've shouted at her all before. She actually hit me up too. I think she's going to be getting a bottle. I'm going to go drink her shit. That's how I'll give me some of that. I'll go drink her shit. Because I'm sure she's going to crack it open. Unless she plans on keeping it as like some kind of collector's item. But, Next week, people, or next month, I should say, it is G4 month. G4 month, we are opening with the G4 Reposado. And then we're going into... That's right, Tequila Fest. Tequila Fest is literally about 2 weeks away. So we'll be giving you a Tequila Fest recap. And then after that, we're going to go do into the High Proof Blancos. We're going to start with the fourth day, and then the week after, we're going to do the Madeira, and then the week after. I said I was going to get me an Añejo or an extra Añejo bottle. Who knows? I'm throwing that up in the air. That might be me reviewing the Dia de los Muertos bottle. I was hoping to open that for something special, but if I have to open it for that week, I don't really give a damn. I'll open it for that week, too, as well. I'm hoping to get an extra Añejo by then. Hoping. But I don't know. I went to this West Coast whiskey because I think the extra Añejo costs like... I'm talking about the 6-year-old, not the new 7-year-old. It's like $500. I think it's like $170-something. I'm kind of... I went to something in the West Coast Whiskey Club, which, by the way, I'm drinking out of there, Glenclaren. Shout out to the West Coast Whiskey Club. One of the greatest whiskey clubs of all time here in Southern California. And you know what? Fuck it, any other state, too, is that. They are the best of the best of the best. They make the best, like Roman Film Productions in Uganda. They make the best of the best movies. And also, you know what? Their logo is dope as hell, too. I love the little sandy Palm Beach and stuff like that. That is dope as hell. It really captivates the West Coast essence, if you will. I have all their, like, barrel picks from Corked on Stern. The only one I don't have is the Colonel Taylor. And I didn't get the new Four Roses that just came out, too. I haven't gotten that yet. And the reason for that is because I think those Four Roses are too fucking expensive now. But also, too, I tried something at their event, and I talked about this a week or two ago. Now I'm blanking on when it was. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I got to tell you, I am still wanting that bottle. So I might just open up the Dia de los Muertos, because this next bottle I want costs $172. That's the Four Gate, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. Something collaborations or something like that. Personally, I don't give a damn what you call. I call you Delicious. This is what I call you. Yeah. Your new name is Delicious. Now get on that pole and dance for me, baby. This bottle blew my mind. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more it like captivates my top 10 even more and more. Easily in my top 5. Four Gate continues to impress. So shout out to the West Coast Whiskey Club for having a bunch of brands there that were well known, well delicious and stuff, but also having some new brands there for me to continue to keep trying. And Four Gate, I had them before. I had their barrel pick, actually. Fucking delicious. It kind of caught me off guard. And then going back now and having three more of their different bottles, including their 10-year-old rye that they had there. Oh my God. Fantastic stuff. They are fucking expensive, though. And I kind of got this new rule now where I don't spend over $150 realistically unless it's for something super rare for bottles now, which is why Redbreast no longer sits on my fucking shelf anymore, because I feel like all their bottles are $250 and up, besides the shit that I don't want anymore. That's good shit right there. I feel like I need to get this bottle before the year ends. I gave a little short review of it, just so I can potentially add it to the top 10 list. I feel like I need to get a review of that bottle, though, sometime. Well, damn, this is the last whiskey review up until November. November will be the last month we do whiskey and beer to come in there, because the next month, like I said, is G4, then Mezcal, and then we're doing Cognac, Brandies, Armagnacs in December, so whiskey and beer got to come with it come November, and I already got the heavy hitters lined up for it. I'm trying to make this top 10 list for the end of the year. I'm trying to make it spectacular. It's going to blow every other top 10 list that I've ever had out the water, per se. Sidetracking on that note, though, I want people to go to TeePublic. Matter of fact, let me go to it right now. Hold on. Let me go to it. I was watching a YouTube video here. Where are we at? All this Dodger shit I got on my phone right now. Oh, here we are. Go to tpublic.com. I don't know what you type in. So, I guess you can type in whiskey t-shirt. Because that's what I got on mine. So, whiskey t-shirt designed and sold by JB. I guess there's a lot of fucking JBs there or whatever. But if you scroll down, people, they now have caps now, too. They finally fucking have baseball caps. So, they got a trucker hat style, and then they got the hat with the kind of fleece-like style, whatever the fuck it is. They got two styles of different hats here now, people. Stuart, I didn't forget about you. I think I said last week I was going to ship you something. I'm actually going to ship you one of these hats now or whatever. I had to pull back when I found out they were getting hats in stock. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me send that dude a hat, because I already sent him a shirt a while back, actually. It might have been a year or two ago. But I'm gonna send him one of these hats. He's going to be one of the first testers of this bad boy here. people know I'm into hats now. I love hats. I mainly love hats of, like, you know, tequila and whiskey company. Well, when I say whiskey company, I mainly mean just Blue Run. I think their hats are the best. And I got all kinds of tequila hats. So a last drop cap. So go to T Public, type in whiskey t-shirts under the name JB, the last drop, and get yourself a new last drop cap. You're going to need it for this heat wave here in California. It is burning hot, baby. Mainly the sun is fine and there's a little bit of wind. Well, it's just hot ass air. Ooh. And we don't want sunglass outlines on our face, kind of like I had a little bit not that long ago here. So head on over there. And Stuart, I'm going to send you one of those, man. You're going to get one of them hats. Probably send you a little mug so you can drink your water too when you're listening to the last drop here. Get you some stickers so you can slap that bitch around Florida. Slap it on a gator for us, you know. I want somebody to, like the crocodile hunter, to catch a gator. And he sees that last drop sticker. He says, "Oi, I got to listen to this show." And then he listens to it and then he ODs from all the alcohol that's drank on here. Actually, I think that fucker's already dead. Never mind then. Anyway, let's get into today's bottle. Let's get into it. Bam, sitting right here. Beautiful. Love the presentation. Got this classic old school look to it. Bam, get your ass over here now. Talking about that Maker's Mark wood finishing series, the Heart Release 2024, baby. I'm talking about that limited release, volume 105. Volume 105? Ooh, that means you coming out with four more bottles in. Shoot. The staff profile, 10 virgins. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. 10 virgins? I thought they sacrificed 10 virgins for this. I was about to say, whoa. No wonder you taste like I lost my virginity. 10 virgin toasted French oak staves. Bottled in April of 2024, baby. 117 proof, 55.85% alcohol level. Bam. You know what? It's funny. When I first opened this and I was giving somebody the notes because he just wanted to know my thoughts on it, because he was the one, my buddy Whiskey Chiro, follow him on Instagram. He was the one that kind of told me where I could get one. And I was telling him the notes. And then finally, I started looking at the bottle like maybe a day after I was drinking it. And I said, oh, shit, the notes are on the fucking front of the bottle, too. And that's funny because it's the first notes I came from. I went backwards. Where I said, ooh, it's got this taste, and this taste. And I look at the bottle, I was like, wait a minute, that's on the fucking bottle right here. Gorgeous presentation. Love this label, this logo on here. It's beautiful as hell. It's got the classic Maker's Mark oil wax on there, too. Whoever did this oil wax, they did a great fucking job of it, too. Because I love how it has, like, the tentacle legs that are on each side of the bottle or whatever. Logo's beautiful. Man, it's just got that classic bourbon taste. So I love the feel of the bottle, the holding of it. Oh, everything about that. Last drop right there. I got this at Total Wine. I paid a total of $70. I was looking for this bottle. I almost cracked and paid. I wasn't really looking, but I kept seeing it online. I was like, maybe I want that bottle really bad. The cheapest I saw was $150. Total Wine, I had got lucky and got a bottle for $70. Opened it as soon as I got it home that night. It had to have been like 9, 10 o'clock or whatever at night. Opened it up right away. Hot as hell. Had a lot of warmth and heat on it, but the flavors just kind of stuck out on it. It has definitely died down. I was drinking it for that whole week to see if any changes would happen on it. A buddy told me to add water or ice. I can't remember now. And I'm not gonna lie, in my head I was kind of like, yeah, fuck that. I like a little bit of that proof, you know what I'm saying? So I drank straight up like that and I was kind of blown away by it. It's definitely changed a lot since then. It's been three weeks now that I've had that bottle now. I'm not halfway, but I'm to the logo now, the logo page of it now, so. Yeah, that's not halfway. Yeah, halfway is a little bit more like right there. So, yeah, I've been drinking this bottle. I was also lucky to get, thanks to my buddy again, Whiskey Churro, get another bottle. I got another bottle at Costco for $50. I mean, damn. Costco must be doing whiskey blood donations or some shit like that. Like, they must be, I don't know who dick they sucking or whatever in Kentucky, but they, you know what? Here's a salute for you. Especially with Labor Day coming up, you keep sucking that dick, Costco. Because Costco still has the best prices in the game. $50? Fuck, man. Have I never bought that for $70 at Total Wine? $50, I'd have bought two of these damn things right there. And I guess I got two now. And that's not an indication of me just thinking it's that amazing, whatever. It's just $50 for a limited release bottle with the flavor profile this has. You just can't beat that price. That price is amazing. So I got two bottles because, like I said, I couldn't pass $50 up. And I couldn't pass $70 up neither. I mean, $70 is fucking fantastic. Anything under $100, to be honest, is amazing. If only bottles were all that way. Like I said, the Beyonce bottles got to be like $90, $99 or whatever. That's retail. I don't even know what secondary might look like. So I'm just looking at this going like, man, classic. Now, I have to start off by saying I kind of lost interest in Maker's Mark. I haven't drank Maker's Mark in so fucking long. My introductory back into Maker's Mark, it was either, I think it was last year. Yeah, it was definitely last year. Every end of the year, I like to go around some stores and, like, get last-minute bottles, you know, to wrap the year up. And I do it also to start the year, too. I go get some bottles, whatever, and stuff. You know, maybe, like, three bottles at most. I'll probably take, like, $250 to $300 and go spend and go buy some bottles or whatever to start the year off right. I've been skipping Maker's Mark. I don't really care for their releases and stuff. I kind of just went, like, eh. Taste one, taste them all, kind of realistically, and which were fine. I had nothing problem with it. I just, like, you know, wanted to venture out, try different bourbons here, because Maker's Mark is one of the OGs in my bourbon drinking careers here, if you will. It was corked, though. Did my fucking AC just kick on? It must have said, fuck that, it's really hot in this bitch right now. I wish I had, like, a clap on, like, I could... I guess A-Word over there can control... I don't feel like telling her to do anything. Well, I unplugged her, too, because she talks too fucking much. Actually, you know what? I didn't unplug her. She's over there. Oh, great. So if you... if my neighbors are walking outside or something like that, you'll hear her talking about motion sensors on Ring camera. They move so much over there. They made my camera run 174 fucking times the other day. They fucking annoy me. I want them gone. Anyway. Court. My man Wes. Shout out to Wes. He had his 1 year anniversary too again at the Buena Park location. I heard it was fantastic. He told me over 600 people showed up. I told him, I was like, I tried to show up. I saw that line. I said, yep, nope. I don't do lines. I just don't. And not only that, that shit was in the sun. So nope. Sounds like a great fucking event, though, and I honestly wish I could have been there. He told me, why didn't I call him? I kind of don't be looking for special treatment when I go to these things, whatever and stuff, you know. I kind of just wanted to show support, you know, be on my way out, buy a bottle here, whatever and stuff. I don't want to, like, cut in front of people or anything like that, although I'm not going to lie. I do get kicks and giggles out of it when I do get to do, like, you peasants waiting that line. But, yeah, I wasn't looking for any of that, so, you know. So he gave me one of his barrel picks that he had. I tried it at one of his events and he didn't give it to me. I bought it actually. I should have thought about that. I bought it because I forgot what he told me, but he hyped it up really well. And that's what Wes does. Wes is a great fucking salesman. He knows how to sell you. Plus what I love about Wes too, what I love going to his store for. This is corked on Atlantic and in Bixby Knowles of Long Beach, Atlantic and Carson Street. And what I love about Wes is I've been going to his store for so many years now. He just knows what I like and what I drink. So when he tells me to buy something, he'll even tell me not to buy something too. I remember when I was getting the Bourbon County beer, he told me, Jay, go with the Eagle Rare over the Angel's Envy one. He just knows my profile. So he was hyping this Maker's Mark up to me. He knows I don't really drink Maker's Mark, but he was hyping it up. He told me stuff. Plus, it was his pick as well. I ended up buying it. I think I opened it right away. I ended up fucking really enjoying it. That shit, to start my opening off again, it tastes like candy. Ow. Giving me an appetite. And that's all right. I mean, ooh, so sweet. So he kind of got me back into Maker's Mark. Then I had the cellar aged. Weeded bourbons, by the way, here. Weeded bourbon. We'll call this the Weeded Bourbon Challenge. Actually, I don't want to call it a challenge or whatever, because I fucking hate challenges. So, I fell in love with that cellar age. First of all, that bottle was beautiful as hell, number one. And number two, I do not own a bottle of that. And every time I see it, it is $500 fucking dollars and up. Now, my man Jeff and me are going to do a trade. I feel like that was like 7 months ago when he brought that up, though. That motherfucker lives in Germany. I don't know when he comes out here. I don't think he even comes back out here now that I think about it. He just moved out there, him and his wife. So, I don't know when we're going to do this trade, but that bottle I plan on giving him is sitting over there. And honestly, I feel like cracking that shit against some fucking wall, because I don't think I got no deal for that bottle neither. But I think that's a really damn good trade for that bottle. I really want it badly. I fell in love with that. That juice was delicious. That was like easily in my top 10 had I reviewed it on this show last year. So when this came out, like I said, I had to go get it. I had to get me a bottle. Almost cracked and paid $154. Thank God I didn't do that fucking stupid shit. You know, that would have been dumb. Like just severely dumb. And hold on, send a text message. And let's get to it. Fuck it, I'm tired of talking now. Thirsty shit. I've already been sipping on it, but might as well go ahead and pour a little bit more of the bubbly. Well, this ain't bubbly. It's brown shit. No. Oh. Mm. Oh, man. Man, you know what? I get, like, some toasted, roasted, like toasted apples on this now. Like, more fruit flavors are coming out on this. It's got, like, this apple slice. There's a little bit of cinnamon in there or whatever. Ooh, you know, what are they called? Candy apples. Oh, man. Tastes like fucking candy apples on the nose right there. A lot of spice forward notes. You get a little bit of the oaky flavors as well, too. Ah, it's got a nice balance on the nose there. I remember when I first cracked this thing. Whoo, nothing but heat. But now that it's kind of watered out. Yeah, honestly, I would say I think I liked it more with the heat on it, to be honest. I'll sip it now. I think this is just because the heat made you stop and think, like, ooh, shit. It's like eating hot wings or whatever with, like, extra spice on it or something like that with a little jalapeno on it. It makes you stop and think before you take that next bite. Whereas in this one, I'm sipping it, you know. I've been, like I said, I was sipping it for a whole week straight. I'm going for 27 fucking minutes. I'm talking about nothing, really. people are like, no, keep going. Yeah. And, oh, man, you get these nice little gentle waves that hit, like that. It's like three layers to your nose. First, it starts off sweet, and then in the middle of the nose is spice, and then you get that apple, that toasted apple, that roasted apple cinnamon flavorness in the background right there. I like it. Let's go on for the sip, though, now. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, man. Okay, I take that back. It might be just on the same thing. I might be on the same thing as what I liked it with the heat. This has like this maple syrup, and funny enough, that note is on the, well, it says maple, it doesn't say syrup, but that note is on the front of the bottle. It was the first note I tasted when I first opened this bottle. There's two notes on here that stick out particular. Chocolate and maple syrup to me. Oh my god, the chocolate is very heavy. It's very forwarding. It's like right in dab, smack dab in the face right there. And the maple syrup is just like lingering in on the palate and the finish. Kind of muddled all together. Got a little bit of brown sugar in there too. Brown cinnamon as well too. And then there's just like this. It tastes like a strudel, like a pastry strudel, Pop-Tart type of thing, whatever. Some kind of like, what do you call, like a, what is the bread on that, the breading on a Pop-Tart or whatever. Whatever that is, the strudelness, like that warmth on it, but with the depending on what flavor you get that little what is that glaze on top of it? Cinnamon. Yeah, you get the little cinnamon on there, and I guess because my favorite is apple strudel. I love the apple strudel. Get a little apple on there too as well. Man, this just hits everything how I like going for it. I will say this. Drinking it as much as I have now, I don't feel the need to own any more bottles, even though I know Costco sold out because my I went to get one for my buddy for his birthday that's coming up, or actually it just happened actually. It was at his birthday party, and I don't feel the need to get another bottle. I have two bottles. And honestly, I was kind of cool with just having one. If I would have paid another $70, I probably wouldn't have grabbed it. But for $50, I just couldn't pass that up. I was just like, come on, Costco's a go-to there. I love the brown sugar, kind of French toasty, Pop-Tarty, apple strudel feeling that is going on. I don't really care so much, though, on the finish. I like the finish. But I don't care about that lingering effect that's there because I feel like, did I just say lingering effect? Not the lingering effect, but like that little aftertaste it has. Also, too, I don't think it lingers as long as I would like it to. It lingers, but it doesn't linger with that flavor profile that I'm looking for. It kind of just turns into oak and just like, I don't know, more earthy tones, if you will. So I'm kind of not all that crazy about that. Still good, but it's kind of like, I liked what it had going for it when I was sipping it initially. I love those notes that it had on there. They're great. The chocolate is just like heavily, a little bit of caramel on there as well too, and caramel's on the or caramels is on the note there too, which is crazy because I don't really taste that much of that because this is heavenly chocolate and maple syrup if you ask me. But it's got a lot of going on for it as far as like on the palate there. I guess it's kind of got this, like, leathery note in the background. I'm kind of not a fan of that. I like it, but I'm not a fan of it to where it lingers and stuff. So it kind of makes me push back a little bit, and it kind of is what keeps it from being like that, oh, pour of the year. I wouldn't go far as pour of the year, but, like, you know, last droppy. I will say is bottles that come out newer, because I don't really review too many new bottles that get released on the show right away. I kind of wait till the following few months later or so like that, you know. So this is one of the earliest reviews I've done for a new bottle, if you will. And I will say, for one of the hype bottles of the year that's come out, does it live up to expectations is what I'm getting at here. I don't know what the expectations was, but I would say I think it does, but I think this goes into the weeded bourbon territory, where I think a lot of people don't like weeded bourbons. I don't give a fuck. I like all bourbons. I ain't gonna lie. So I like everything and anything, to be honest. And I kind of don't see this really changing people's opinion on that neither. So I take that into account too as well. For me though, I think it's a solid damn good pour. I think this makes a really good everyday pour, too, especially for $50, if you can get it for that price. $50, $70. I heard at the distillery they were selling it for $70, too, so Costco is just sucking blood money out of Maker's Mark's dick, so they like, yo, how about we drop this to $50? That was gross. I had a lot of saliva in my mouth, that's why. It's gentle. I like it, though. I'm going to give this a 3.5. I like this a lot. Hey, you know what? I might even just go, yeah, I'll stick 3.5. I really like this a lot. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go 3. I'm going to drop it to a 3. Because I just took another sip, and yeah, this time, that apple cinnamon, that toasted apple candy apple flavor in the finish, it kind of faded away faster this time, and I got more of that leathery taste to it, and it kind of really carried It really kind of muddled everything up in there. Slightly leathery to me, or whatever. And I didn't care for that part. I find that to be the boring part of this pour. So that's kind of was the disappointing part of that. Other than that, though, man, solid good pour here. I'm easily not going to finish this bottle because I'll probably be opening something up soon. I'm kind of already done with it, to be honest. I was drinking it for that week and there it is or whatever. So I don't feel the need to get another bottle. Like I said, I have another bottle now that's unopened. I have this one. So this will be lingering around for a while. But solid pour. Dropping a 3 on that. I'm going to get out of here now because I've been going... Wait a minute. Why would I get out of here? Why would I do that? I see a weeded bourbon bottle hiding behind my microphone back there. Let's open that bitch up. Yeah, that's right. All right, so it's mix and match week. Cody ain't here, so I'll do 2 fucking bottles then. Got my other West Coast Whiskey Club Glencairn, because I'm not going to drink out of the same glass, because that would just be savage. And I'm a gentleman. I'm the godfather. So what I have right here, people, something I picked up 2 months ago. 2 months or a month ago. I think it was about a month ago. It's a weeded bourbon, just like the Maker's Mark. It's also another bottle I was not going to get. Not because I don't like it. I actually really love this brand and this juice. Excuse me. As to compare with Maker's Mark, I had to kind of get reintroduced to it again. But I just have so many of these, I didn't need it. But then, I kind of second-guessed it when I saw it was a barrel pick of the West Coast Whiskey Club. And you just, I mean, when it comes to the West Coast Whiskey Club, you got to fuck with them. But then I was kind of like, I really just don't need any more of that bottle. But then I saw it for $90, and I was like, that might be the cheapest price I've ever seen that bottle for in quite some time now. That ain't a Total Wine giveaway, and I kind of need that bottle now. And that is the West Coast Whiskey Club and Corked on Stearns in Long Beach by the Traffic Circle. Weller Foolproof. I got this bottle for $90. Wasn't a bundle, wasn't any of that shit. $90 straight up. It was like a Memorial Day sale or something like that. I forgot. I don't remember why he gave it away for so cheap. But for $90, Weller Foolproof, I didn't need any more. I got a whole cabinet full of Weller in general, not just Foolproof. And then I got on that top shelf up there, I see 2 Foolproofs there. They're store picks. I see a 12-year-old. Let me see. I think that's Natty's, and I can't see that. Oh, it's Corks. And then I got an antique over there sitting. I got a World of 12. Shut up, bitch. And then, shut up. I got a bunch of other stuff over there. Anyway, let's open this bitch. I have not opened it yet. I haven't even tried it yet. Actually, yes, I have. That's a lie. That is a lie. Always love the classic gold foil on these bottles. They're beautiful. Bottle presentation is always amazing. Oh, very moist. Oh, look at that. A little squirt on. Oh, yep. Synthetic cork. Always the way to go. Wait, is that synthetic? You know what? I actually cannot tell. It is synthetic, yeah. West Coast whiskey glass, because why not? I mean, drinking their bottle, got to drink out of their glass. Well, I drink out of their glass every week anyway, though. If I'm not using a long stem glass, I'm usually drinking out of my West Coast Whiskey Club's Glencairn's. So, this comes at a 114 proof, whereas that one was 111 proof on the Maker's Mark. So a little bit more alcohol level on this one. Man, hit that nose. Oh, my God. Color is about the same as the Maker's Mark. I gotta tell you, compared to the Makers, this is a little bit more soft on the nose. There's no stages. I think I said just three stages on the nose with the Makers. There's no stages with this one. Very subtle. It's got a little bit of sweetness to it. I smell some cherries on that bad boy, and you know that's one of my favorite goddamn notes on a drink right now, whatever. I love me some cherries. Cherries and butterscotch. Butter my scotch any day. My scotch whiskey. All right, don't butter anything else. Got a little bit of vanilla on the back end, too. It's got a little bit of sweetness on here. This one, you get more of the sweet side of the wheated bourbon, whereas in that one, you get a little bit more of that heat, the spices. This one's got it's a little hint of cinnamon, but it's very subtle, a little very huddle cinnamon. This one's more on the sweeter, fruitier side. All right. Ooh. That's crazy that it has like 3% more alcohol than this. You would never know that if you didn't see the numbers on this. You would never know that. Tastes a little bit more lighter, very more subtle than that one. Oh man. Oh, that cherry is still there. Ooh. Ooh, let me get another sip of that. Oh, I love that cherry note. There's like a toasted charredness on the finish end back there, too. I'm kind of jumping in. It gets a little rich, though. A little rich and more like, kind of rich. Very little hints of, like, I'm pushing for caramel. Not so much chocolate on that, whatever. But, like, on the palate, it's like vanilla galore. So, like, it's... Whereas the Makers had a lot of chocolate on the palate, this one's got a lot of vanilla going. It's just, like, kind of muffled into a ball that someone just threw at you. Oh, man. This could... I think the proof is balancing this out perfectly because... I feel like that vanilla could make this sweeter than what it needs to be. Like, it would probably ruin it, whatever. But it's like Thanos. It's perfectly balanced. You know, everything's got to be perfectly balanced, whether it's human civilization's life or a perfectly good bourbon. Oh, man. Oh, damn. It's kind of like a vanilla bean, too, at that as well. Little bit of subtle orange peels as well in the back end of the palate. Obviously, you get some brown sugar on there as well, too. It's very smooth. It's sweet with a little bit of spice on it. Just a little bit of spice on it. Whereas in that one, the Makers had a little bit more spice. This one fits my flavor profile just a little bit more. I will say I think it's perfectly well balanced. And the Makers Mark, I think... I like the Maker's Mark notes a little bit more. I'm not going to lie. I love that apple cinnamon pastry note flavor that it's got going for. I love that. Absolutely just think the finish is kind of boring. Whereas in this one, I feel like it's more well balanced in both the palate and finish. And it's kind of giving you everything you get on the palate into the back end part of it. And it's staying very consistent. Now, you could say that kind of is a little boring as well, too, because you want something to just strike out and stick out. Or, as Kendrick Lamar would say, sometimes you gotta pop out and show a motherfucker. And I feel like the Maker's Mark kind of pops out and show a motherfucker a little bit more on the palate area, but then kind of makes itself forgettable, or I shouldn't say forgettable, but boring more so on the finish. Whereas in this one, what you taste up front is what you taste on the back end, too. I kind of like that a little bit more because I like consistency in my pours. I think this Weller Foolproof is giving you everything you want, personally. And wheated bourbon, yeah, that's definitely vanilla. I like that vanilla bean, kind of like it's very light, oaky, charred flavors on the back as well, too. It doesn't have that leathery taste like the Maker's Mark do on the finish because I think the cherry and cinnamon kind of sweetens it out a little bit on the back end, so I enjoy that a little bit more. I will say this, all the picks I had from West Coast Whiskey Club, though, I don't even think this is their best one. Damn good pick right here. Not even their best one, though. But with saying that, hate to do this, but this is what happens when you do two on a show. This is why I tend to not do two reviews on one show. I like it more than The Maker's Mark, just a little bit more, just because of the consistency of it. I love that the notes kind of stay, what you see is what you get. Well, I shouldn't say what you see is what you get, because that would be kind of stupid in a sense or whatever and stuff. But I love that it's got that that brown sugar taste on there too as well. It kind of drops right top of the caramel. Man, it's got like this custard flavor going on here. I like it. It's like, it's shut the fuck up. You ain't too AI to get unplugged, motherfucker. Anyway, I'm going to name you Ultron going forward. Because you're about to get unplugged. I'm trying to do a review here, and you fucking the flow up right now. You really fuck. And it ain't no goddamn 76 outside. You better stop with that damn lie. It is not. It's hot as fuck out there. You stop with that lie. Although I ain't been outside in like 4 hours, so I wouldn't know. Anyway, though, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so I climbed up that pole, and I worked my way down, dude, and whatever it took to pay for this bottle of whiskey, hey, whatever, man. That's not what I was talking about. Oh, no, that ain't even close. We've all climbed up a pole every now and then. Hey, everyone, don't judge. Anyway, so, yeah, I like this one just a little bit more. It's keeping itself... I feel like it's missing this. It's got the nice subtleness to it and the perfectly well balanced, but it's missing something. Something that just like kicks you right in the stomach that makes you go, damn. Now that right there, that is like pour of the year right there. It's missing something there. It's got everything you want in the Weller Foolproof. But it's just missing that little bit. So that's what it's missing to keep that from getting this last drop. And I don't know what it is. I think it's more in the finish. Once again, it's another weeded bourbon that's missing a strong finish. Very consistent finish. Tasty, too, as well. But it's not a gut puncher. And I don't mean gut puncher by, like, you know, cranking up the proof or anything like that. I mean adding some little bit of more flavor profile to it. The cherry and brown sugar, very nice touch on that. Very nice touch on that. Love that right there. So it comes off as really good. I'm glad I paid $90 for that. I think the highest I would go for that, and this goes for every foolproof, to be honest, whatever, the highest I probably goes $120. Anything over that, you know, just kind of like, fuck that. Damn good pour, though. Like it more than the Maker's just because of the consistency on it. And it doesn't get that leathery taste. It's got a little bit more sweet and spice and everything nice, like some Powerpuff Girl stuff. Or the Sour Patch Kids. Sometimes they're sweet and then sometimes it's spicy, you know? Like a Latina. Ooh. Okay. Alright, never mind. Let me shut the fuck up. That did have that sip right there did have that kick on the finish right there. That spice just got amplified just a little bit more. Okay. That kind of nulls and voids what I was talking about earlier a little bit. I like that. Hold on. Let me get... I was about to give a rating, and damn, I took that sip and was like, hold up. The orange peel starts to stick out a little bit more now, too. Oh, man. There's something on the gums, too. It's like a dried, like a nougat or something like that. It's like really sticking out. And that might be a little bit of the caramel, maybe with brown sugar and that oaky. I think it's more of the oakiness. A little bit of oakiness and caramel, maybe, whatever. But it's got this nougat, nutmeg taste to it going, too, as well. Nougat. Like Lex Luger, like nougat. I'm just being stupid now. Watching this bird swan dive out my window for some reason. You know what? I'm about to crank my rating up on this. I'm gonna give this a 3.5. I almost went with a 3 to match it as well too, but yeah, I'm cranking this up to a 3.5. This is getting better as I sip on it. I kind of wish I would have opened it sooner to let it air out a little bit more, I guess, per se. I guess with these wheated bourbons, you just need to let them air out to get its flavor profile going, whatever. But no, this is fantastic right here. Two back-to-back quality pours right here. Amazing. Any other year, I could see both of them making the top 10 list. Any other year. This year is just so stacked. I see that foolproof, though. If I had to do a top 20, that foolproof could easily be like a number 11. Easily. That Maker's Mark could be like a number 14. Number 15, maybe at the top of that, whatever and stuff. It's that good. It's both of them are high quality. The West Coast Whiskey Club, they don't meet, or miss, I should say. They don't miss. They always hitting. And if you're new to this, listening to this, 3.5 is like the second high. The last drop is the highest rating I can give. 3.5 is the next to highest, then a 3, then 2.5, then 2, then 1.5, then 1, then a fuck it, and then you can keep that motherfucker. This gets the second highest rating of the day here. Actually, I might drink more of this while I just play Nintendo Switch or something. Trying to be a Pokemon master, goddamn it, shit, trying to catch them all. Why them games so goddamn expensive still, by the way? Anything with that said, people? I've been going for damn near an hour. Hold on. Wait a minute. Yeah, we got to get the hell up out of here. These JB solo shows are not supposed to go an hour. They supposed to go, like, 15 minutes. That way I can be like, I did something, guys. Remember, here on The Last Drop, even if it's just me, never miss an episode. Weekly consistency. Always. Anyway, people, want to thank everyone for tuning in. Go check out the West Coast Whiskey Club. Those guys are fucking amazing. Hit them up and ask them for some merch, man. Yeah, their merch is beautiful. I love that. I have a... Wait, do I have a hat? I have a shirt. I have two Glencairns, and I have two of the Scotch glasses, like from them. I don't think I have a hat. Damn, I should have got one at the event. I didn't think about that. Damn, I fucked up. All right, I'll get it at the next event. I think I have another event coming up in December. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Check them out. Get yourself, well, that bottle's probably not for sale anymore or whatever, but check out Corked on Sterns. That's usually where they do a lot of their barrel picks. They got a Four Roses out right now. I know it's delicious. I had it. It's pretty fucking good. So, yeah, you got to go get one. I won't be getting one, obviously, because I just told you guys I need to get that 48. I gotta get the 48. Nothing else matters to me right now. Gotta get the 48. That and the G4. So, but I probably will get the 4 Roses at the end of the year. If it's still for sale. Because Corked on Sterns be selling out real fucking fast, so. With that said, people. Like I said, next week, G4 month begins. Escobar season begins. And we start off with the G4 Reposado, and then we off the Tequila Fest. I got my body right. I've been drinking water, like liters of water, for like the past 2 weeks now. I'm getting ready. I'm set for it, baby. Shoot. It's going to be a shit ton of tequila, and my body's ready for it. I'm going to have fucking tacos on deck. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm glad I got my ticket in advance, because I heard VIP sold out, so... sucks to be anybody else that wanted to go this late in the game. But with that said, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week for G4 Reposado. Cannot wait. Excited. Finally to kick in G4 month. Finally. Fucking finally. Next year, I swear to God, it's going to be a Fortaleza a month. I think Cody needs more bottles because he only has the Blanco. I've kind of already reviewed all... three, I guess, yeah, I already reviewed all three. The only bottle I don't have is the Añejo and the Winter Blend. I just need the Añejo, realistically. I'd like to try the Winter Blend, but I don't think that's going to happen, so unless I drop some serious coin. And I'm kind of cheap these days, so no, no, no. No, no, no. No. And with that said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, because glasses will never be dry.